Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We are talking, we're going to talk now with writer extraordinaire. Most of his stuff currently, nearly 2,000 articles residing at Amaland.com, and that would be Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill.
Let's kick off with this New England Journal of Medicine, where they've decided to change the way they phrase things, and I mean, that makes a big difference when you phrase things differently.
Well, it does. I mean, because what they're doing is Orwellian. They are changing the definition of what something is in order to try to make an argument. I mean, and it's lying with statistics, essentially. Now, the New England Journal of Medicine letter, and this article from SpectrumNews.com, SpectrumNews1.com,
right,
is they are the ones that are doing the deception here, for the most part. The New England Journal of Medicine, the letter to them, actually is fairly careful with its terms, but the leftists in the media who want people disarmed, take this fairly scholarly letter and jump a couple of levels of causation and say because there has been an increase in death among people aged 0 to 19, in incidents involving firearms-related injuries, that means that firearms cause the death. And it's just not true. It's like saying there were so many deaths by drowning so that water caused the death. I don't know if you've ever read, there's a famous essay that parodies this type of logic, and it's titled "The Danger of Oxygen Dihydride," I think is what they call it, which of course is a fancy way to say water.
Right.
And it talks about how oxygen dihydride or hydrogen dioxide, I guess. That's H2O. Anyway, oxygen dihydride. Anyway, they say, look, it's extremely corrosive. It's found in almost all cases of cancer. It's found in, it kills numerous people by contact every year. It's absolutely incredibly dangerous, and we should ban it. And when people hear of water talked about that way, they go, oh, yeah, we should definitely ban it. But, of course, we can't. It's essential for life. And that's the same sort of logic that is being used in this Spectrum News article, they say, they go from the New England Journal of Medicine, which says the number of firearms-related injuries, death, has gone up, and therefore guns or firearms are the problem. But they don't, they never mention that in the last year, 80% of that increase in firearms-related deaths have been homicides.
Right.
And I don't think there's few adults in the U.S. that don't realize that the number of homicides, well, murders particularly, has gone up enormously in the last couple of years.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the defund of the police movement.
Well, I mean, since in 2020, from 2020 to 21, right, more black people...
Well, in this article, we're looking at 2019 to 2020, but yeah.
Yes, but what I'm saying is that the murders that have gone up in the time of 2020 to 2021, more excess black people. Now, there were a lot of black people getting killed already. They were half the murder victims in the United States already.
Right.
Another 3,800 of them have been killed in just 2 years, an extra 3,800 of them. And that is more than the entire number of black people lynched from the time of the Civil War to the time of the Civil Rights Movement. Two years exceeds, what is that, 70 years, 78 years, something like that. So the other thing that I noticed that they don't have in here, though, is they're out there... They want to have adolescents.
Add adolescents to the numbers. Yeah.
Right. Well, but I mean, they're not telling us where they are. They're not telling us what the circumstance is. It's one thing to be a 17-year-old guy that's an Eagle Scout who accidentally shoots himself in the face with a shotgun. That's horrible, of course. But it's quite another thing to be a gangbanger.
Right, and that's where most of these deaths are. Criminal homicides among minority youth, young minorities. And about half of the deaths that they talk about in the article, when you go to the CDC. Now, I know the CDC doesn't have a great reputation for statistics, but when you use their own numbers to disprove the case in a leftist article, most leftists would accept the numbers from the CDC. And half of the increase they're talking about are people who are 18 and 19 years old. Half.
Yeah.
That's a large, well, not just the increase, I'm wrong there. Of all of the firearms-related deaths, half of them are 18 to 19 years old.
And that's because 82% of that kind of crime occurs in a drug deal gone bad. That's gangs. Right?
Yeah, this drug deal's gone bad. It's fighting over turf. It's maintaining face. You know, you disrespected me or whatever. A lot
right.
of it, when you look closely, is fighting over women. That's my girlfriend. You can't have her even though she doesn't want me anymore.
Right. But, I mean, it's typical gangland stuff. This is not... This is typical
right,
inner-city gangland stuff, blood crip stuff.
Yeah.
So.
And it stems from a lack of law and order in and respect for police in these minority communities where they, frankly, a lot of it comes from being abused over a long period of time when racism was rampant.
Sure.
You know, those communities learned you don't trust the police. And I can tell you from some personal experiences that I had back in the 70s that there was considerable racism in police forces in the 70s.
Well, now, I wasn't involved in that. In the 70s, I was being forced bussed into forced integration into a black community to go to school.
Yeah.
Had a blast. Loved that school. Loved those people. Never had any issues. I was a kid. I was a kid in South Carolina when Martin Luther King was murdered. So, I tell you what, hang on for me if you will. We're coming up on the first break. This article is at amiland.com. You should go take a look at it because this is just another repackaging, another reimagination of trying to take the numbers and use stats in combat to try to take away your gun rights. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNH Precision.
Welcome to the Boom Squad.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, hand guards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Let's turn it down the wrong knob. We're talking to Dean Weingarten. I want to move to this wolf story, but is there anything else you'd like to add to the other story?
Well, I just say a couple of things.
Sure.
About the Spectrum article. As I mentioned, the New England Journal of Medicine letter is much more careful about their usage of words, and they very carefully say that they do not understand what the reason for the increase in firearms-related injuries. And I think the reason they say that is because they don't want to say, well, look, homicides went way up, and it's the Democrat Party policies which did it. But they do say that. They're careful in that regard. It's the people who interpreted the article, in this case, the writer at Spectrum Run, that made the jump in logic from firearms related to death to guns cause death, which is not a good logical jump.
Yeah, that's so, not scientific.
Yeah, let's move on to the Wolf article. I found it.
Well, here's the thing. I've been noticing here lately. I've been watching some of these. I watch some of these videos where they talk about going into the deep woods, and apparently some of the wolves in the deep woods get to be pretty gigantic, considering that they're wolves. And when I saw this, the wolf. You know, I know they travel in a pack and everything, but I would imagine a wolf that gets to be really big. Are wolves normally man killers, even just single wolves, just as a normal size? Or
there's a spectrum. Generally, a single wolf is nowhere near as much of a threat as a wolf pack, with the exception if they're rabid. Rabid wolves are incredibly aggressive and dangerous.
Right.
And they killed a lot of people in Europe in the late 1600s and 1700s. But if you look at the research, and there was quite a bit of research, you found that about a third to half of the people killed by wolves in that period were not killed by rabid wolves.
Right.
And they were killed by packs or by single wolves who had snatched children particularly. And one of the big differences between a rabid wolf and a ordinary wolf that's predating on people is the rabid wolf won't carry the victim off somewhere and eat them. They're just the wolf is just like a insane wolf, and it just viciously attacks people and then goes on to the next victim.
Right.
It doesn't eat them and take them off. So you can determine fairly easily whether an attack was by a rabid wolf or not. In this case, almost certainly it was by a large pack of wolves, mostly because of the timing. Chris Colby disappeared and was almost certainly killed by wolves in early March of 1939. And that's mating season for the wolves. And from about February into April, they form very large packs, usually related. But you'll have several packs coalesce together, and packs of up to 60, 70 wolves at a time have been reported during the mating season. And this is right in the middle of it. So it's very likely he wasn't just confronting 4 or 5 or 10 wolves. He might have been confronting a couple dozen of them.
Right.
Let's
go back to this part, because you say he took sufficient supplies for the trip, including a fairly new and top-of-the-line Smith & Wesson 357 Magnum revolver. He was routinely armed. What does that mean, to be routinely armed when you're going into the woods?
It means that he ordinarily carried the revolver with him, is the way I interpret it. And this was his friend back in Ketchikan who said this. So apparently he ordinarily carried it around with him everywhere, in the city or outdoors. And so he was expected to have that revolver with him. And originally people felt it was very unlikely that he'd have been killed by wolves, because an armed person can kill a lot of wolves. you know, with a fairly modern firearm before
right.
they get to him. And so usually after you kill a few, they go away. But in this case, what they found was that the revolver didn't work. Now, these were some of the finest revolvers ever made. So finding one that had a broken mainspring is unusual. But it was
right.
one of the early, relatively early ones. It was certainly purchased before 1939. We don't know exactly when. They came out in 1935. So there's 4 years there in which it could have been purchased. Obviously, in my opinion, Chris Colby was a firearms enthusiast, and he got the best and finest revolver that had ever been made up to that point in the latest, most powerful caliber, the .357. And when they found him, he had revolver cartridges. He had cartridges for the revolver in a pocket. But the revolver itself was not loaded. And it's obvious to me that when he went out on his last trip, checking the trap line or whatever he was doing, he took the revolver with him, believing that it would work.
Right.
And then he found out sometime during the trip that it didn't work, and he unloaded it to try to diagnose what was going on, because any knowledgeable person would do that. You aren't going to try to work on or fix or diagnose a loaded revolver.
Right.
And so he took the cartridges out, put them in a pocket, found out the revolver did not work, put it back in the holster because that's the easiest way to carry it. And then when he was confronted by wolves, probably a big wolf pack, he knew his revolver did not work. So he didn't have a firearm that he could stop a wolf attack with, and he probably tried to get away from the wolves, and, you know, he can't outrun a pack of wolves.
Yeah.
Now, when they found him with, they did not find his pack. There was no pack, no evidence of a pack with him. But they found him right on the edge of a lake.
Hang on right there. Hang on right there. I want to hear the rest of this. I do want to hear the rest of this. This also is at Ammoland right now waiting on you. It's a fascinating read. Go check it out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More than 25 million people in the southeast are bracing for a stormy Mother's Day weekend. Damaging winds, hail, and tornadoes are all in the forecast today from Alabama to Virginia. The severe weather will then move to the Central Plains and the Midwest. This comes after tornadoes left a trail of damage in Texas and Oklahoma on Wednesday. More than 7,000 power outages remain in both states, with 13,000 in Louisiana. A radical abortion group calling itself Ruth Sent Us announced this week that it's mobilizing activists to enter Catholic churches during Mass this upcoming Sunday in response to reports that the Supreme Court is set to overturn Roe v. Wade. President Biden meeting with manufacturing leaders in Hamilton, Ohio today. This is USA Radio News. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says illegal immigrants are being promptly removed from the United States if their asylum claims don't prevail. But Florida Republican Congressman Brian Mast doesn't agree. He tells Fox News he believes DHS treats these illegal immigrants differently.
It's take them into the country by a law enforcement officer under Homeland, then put them on a bus, make sure to give them some health care as well, put them on a bus and send them somewhere else around the country to appear at a court date sometime later in the future, maybe 2 or 3 years in the future, maybe never. That's what immediately placed into immigration enforcement proceedings actually looks like.
Elon Musk is denying former President Trump encouraged him to buy Twitter. CEO of Trump's social media company and former Congressman Devin Nunes claimed Trump was fueling Musk's purchase of the social media company to take on these tech tyrants. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We are speaking with Dean Weingarten. And we were just talking about the unfortunate end of Chris Colby at the don't know exactly what the phrase would be. Apparently he was done in by a group of wolves, a pack of wolves.
Yes, I believe so.
Now,
I want to, before we go further, I want to give a little bit of the antecedents, how I found this information.
Okay.
This was published. I was doing research on the old Groner story, famous mythology about a grizzly attack in Alaska. And it was published in a book called Blood on the Arctic Snow, which was a collection of stories from Alaska sportsmen. In that collection was this story about the death of Chris Colby, which had been published, and it had that complete story there, which had been published first in 1943 in the Alaska Sportsman. And then it was published in this book. Well, they didn't tell you, but there's a lot of documentation to back up the story. Not only was it published in 1956 in the book, but then a famous wildlife manager and writer in Alaska, Jim Reardon, had researched the story and published it in a book he wrote called The Wolves of Alaska. And then I found out the person who did the investigation, who was an official appointment by the Alaska Federal Commissioner there, W.R. Selfridge. And Selfridge was a game warden in Ketchikan in 1936, a couple of years earlier, who knew the area intimately. So this just wasn't a bunch of guys who happened upon a body out in the woods. This was an official commission appointed by the United States commissioner to go up and figure out what happened to this well-known outdoorsman who failed to come back from his trapping expedition. So it was well documented at the time, is what I'm saying, and it was well documented in several different reprints, and yet somehow it is not included in any of the case histories which talk about wolf attack in North America. And I think the reason is the standard for what is considered to be a wolf attack has been made extraordinarily high. And if you don't have DNA evidence from a dead wolf showing that it attacked a particular person, and that can be linked to that person, and you have witnesses, well, you can't prove that it was a wolf attack, which right. is ludicrous. So to get back to what happened when they were investigating, they had taken gear up to drag the lake for a body if they couldn't find one any other way. And they had been searching around the cabin that was the center of Chris's trap line operations on the Thorn River, and they had found it as described by a couple of previous investigators who were there in summertime when you couldn't see much because of the foliage. So they went back up in at the end of October, and they were searching for a week when they came across the remnants of Chris Colby on the edge of a lake, on the shoreline of a lake. And they never did find a pack, and it would be almost unheard of for a trapper to be going out on his trap line without some kind of pack. And what is likely that happened is that when he was pursued by wolves across the lake, he dropped his pack so that he could run better. And then when the ice went out, the pack either went to the bottom of the lake, or if it floated, went floated downstream and away, which is why they would never have found it. And then when they found the revolver, when they examined it, it had a broken mainspring. It was in a holster. There were prominent wolf bite marks on the leather holster. Colby's remains had been all broken. The bones had all been chewed up and broken. The bones from one arm had been dragged out just a little bit onto the ice. It was found under three feet of water, not far from the shoreline on the lake. The belt, which was buckled with the pistol and holster on it, was found under some trees about 50 feet away from the lakeshore, where they believed that Colby had essentially been dragged down and killed. But his sheath knife was found at the lakeshore along with his jacket and a cuff torn off of one arm, where they believed he was trying to fight the wolves with his knife at that location while he was trying to get to the trees to climb them. And he made it most of the way to the trees before he was dragged down and killed. That's what the investigatory expedition believed what had happened by the sign. And having investigated much lesser things, you can tell a lot by the way things are arranged at a scene where an animal has been killed or been fed on. I've seen it several times in coyotes, for example, feeding on dead deer. You can tell quite a bit about what happened. And these experienced woodsmen reading the sign came to what they believed was the only conclusion was that he had been killed by wolves and eaten by them in March of 1939. But it doesn't meet the criteria to prove that it was a death by wolves in the modern era. You didn't have any wolf bodies to examine. The remains were pretty much eaten up there were no DNA analysis. They didn't even know DNA existed in 1939. So it remains what I call an undocumented case. We had four very reasonable and responsible people appointed to investigate the incident that came to the conclusion that he'd been killed by wolves and that they had eaten him. And yet, it's not documented enough to meet the modern requirements to prove that it was a death by wolf.
We're coming up on the next break, and I want to ask you a couple of questions about wolves, because based on what I've read with this, what you're saying is that most of the time people don't see wolves attacking people. Very rarely any witnesses to it. It's not like...
Right.
They're not like bears where they'll come out of the woods at your house and, you know, be kind enough to pose nice and, you know, be all cinematic about it. But, you know.
There's very many people. They can usually drive the wolves off because in North America, most people out in the woods are armed.
Yeah. And I want to talk about that part of it as well. So this article, this got published. When did this get published? It got published a couple of days ago. It is still at amaland.com. You can go read it. Dean does some really good forensic digging on these things, and they're fascinating to me. And he's got over nearly 2,000 articles like these there for you. So we'll finish this when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heat pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need. We didn't invent concealment. We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed, check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, we're talking about a wolf kill that occurred back in 1939 that is, you listed as an undocumented case. So it's documented now?
Well, it was documented then, but it doesn't meet the criteria, the completely unrealistic criteria that has been set up to determine what is a documented case.
Right.
And what happened is that because people in North America, during the period when there was routine literacy and the ability to record events, were relatively well-armed, first with muzzle-loading firearms and later with modern cartridge firearms, and because wolves were viewed as dangerous and a pest, wolves were hunted very hard throughout most of the history in which there were Europeans that could easily record events on North America. When wolves are hunted hard, they quickly learn to avoid people. Because they're intelligent hunters, they work in packs, so information gets disseminated out to future generations pretty easily. After a few people in the pack, or a few wolves in a pack get killed by humans, they quickly learn to avoid humans, and that avoidance is transmitted to later generations. Because of that, we developed this mythology that North American wolves are somehow different, and they don't attack people. Well, they don't attack people if they're hunted hard and they learn to avoid people.
Right.
But when you protect them and they're not hunted hard, or when they get particularly hungry and desperate, they become more and more dangerous. There's a long history in Europe of wolf attacks on people and wolves eating people, but a lot of it is in languages like French or German or Russian, which most people in North America don't speak, so it's harder to access that history. And it took a really excellent academic whose name is Valerius Geis, he died a couple of years ago, to trace down the history of this and to show how much the idea of the harmless wolf was based on false assumptions about wolves. And in my article on Amylan, there's a link to an article by Valerius Geist, where he details this, and it's extremely well written. And anybody who wants to understand how this myth developed, I would urge them to go to the link and read the article. It also talks a little bit about how wolf advocates went to great lengths to discredit the fatal wolf attacks that we actually have documented to the modern standards. One of those was the Kenton Carnegie wolf kill in Saskatchewan, where he was killed by a pack of wolves, and wolf advocates tried to claim that it was a bear that had killed him, not wolves.
Right.
And even though all the evidence pointed to wolves, there were no bear tracks in the area. Nobody who was there actually pointed to bear tracks, but a wolf advocate basically said, well, look at those smudges in the snow. That's obviously bear tracks. It had to be a bear that killed him, not wolves. And they had excellent forensic evidence that it was wolves who killed him. And eventually, the coroner did come out with the right conclusion, that it was wolves who killed him. But it was fought vigorously in an attempt to preserve this mythology that wolves are harmless and will never attack humans. And to be fair about it, when the humans are armed and when the humans routinely shoot wolves on sight, wolves become fairly harmless. But in modern day, what we're finding is that wolves in even the lower 48 have treed humans. They've been aggressive, and aggressive enough that people had to flee up into trees to avoid harm from the wolves. There were two cases that are documented. There was one in Washington State, and there was one in Michigan. And the people who investigated Colby's death said, well, we don't have any incidents where witnesses actually saw an Alaskan killed by a wolf pack. But we've got plenty of cases where people were treed when they didn't have firearms by aggressive wolves. And they said, well, what if somebody's being chased by wolves and they don't make it to the tree? And that's what they believe happened in the Chris Colby case.
So when you encounter a bunch of wolves, now we know that bears go down with just about any caliber depending on shot placement. What about wolves?
Right.
What is it like
with
wolves?
Well, wolves are a much smaller animal. And there's two ways to look at this. Most of what I see is when wolves are shot, they will usually break off the attack. But on the other hand, I've read of accounts where several members were shot when the wolf pack was desperate and people still got injured.
Right.
There were two cases in Alaska when I started looking at this where they found a person that was clearly killed by wolves because, you know, the body had been mostly eaten, and there were several dead wolves around the scene where they'd obviously defended themselves, but they couldn't get to a completely defensible position, and they killed several wolves before they were taken down.
Right.
It depends a bit on circumstances. There have been two cases, modern, recent cases, one in Wisconsin and one, I think it was in Washington State, where people had very aggressive wolves confronting them, and they shot one of the wolves, and then the pack broke off the attack.
Right. Okay. What about in these now? Now, from what I'm gathering, as I listen to these stories, as I listen to your stories and the other stories I'm seeing online and everything, the further north you go, the bigger the predators are going to get because it's colder.
Yeah.
And they have a more plentiful food source. And plus, they're not dealing with the heat. Down here in the lower 48, it's a little warmer in certain parts.
Yeah.
And they don't gain as much weight, so...
It's partly, we call it the square cube ratio.
Right.
You lose heat a lot faster if you're a smaller animal, because you've got more surface area than to every pound of weight that you have. So the same animal will tend to get larger as you go north. So wolves tend to be a bit larger up in Canada and Alaska than they are down in, you know, Arizona or down in, I don't know if there are any wolves in Florida now, but they're trying to reintroduce them everywhere, which I think is a mistake. Our ancestors got rid of wolves because they were a serious problem to anybody who was trying to make a living off the land, because right. they tended to kill and eat livestock.
Right. Right. I guess we'll see. But that's a fascinating read. Are you I don't really have time to ask you this question. Will I be talking to you on Tuesday?
I intend to talk to you on Tuesday, barring misadventures.
Very good. Well, let's not have any misadventures. Thank you for joining me today.
It's always a pleasure, Bill.
Oh, mine. Mine as well. And that's it for the week. We'll be back on Monday. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been actually about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.